gun violence in Milwaukee in 1975, my baby brother, Tommy Lee Barnett, was murdered. I believe he worked at a Clark station at the time. Some young men, black men, came in, they shot him, and they killed him. I don't know if their intent was to rob the gas station where he was employed. I don't remember money missing or anything like that. Maybe that was their intent, but they killed my baby brother. He was only 18. My brother never had a chance to mature into the man he was destined to become. Ultimately, they did capture the individuals that murdered my brother. There was a trial had, and they were sentenced. For some reason, I just simply could not attend that trial and relive the circumstances of his death. I have not forgiven them. And I know people that deal with violence, they say if you can forgive the perpetrator, somehow that opens up your heart. I have not forgiven them, no. And In fact, I was thinking about forgiveness last night, and I just got warm all over, because no, I have not let that go, no. Oh no, I have not forgiven them for taking the life of my brother. Life is precious. Our lives do matter, and the loss of a life impacts one forever. I loved my brother. There are seven of us. Now there are only six of us. We loved our brother. And he had told me prior to his dying that his girlfriend was pregnant. And he does have a child, a little girl. And she has children now. And so he did leave offspring. He did leave a legacy. His daughter looks exactly like him. I think that the carry and conceal laws that we have on the books now are only perpetuating gun violence. It's almost like we live in the Wild Wild West, and almost every morning I wake up to somebody else's son or daughter has been murdered. So I think that the legislators need to carefully look at putting grave conditions on who can carry a gun. Countless of us have been touched by gun violence. So when you take one life, one is impacting numerous other lives for time to come. My brother's daughter will never know her father. His grandchildren will never know him. Even my daughter had an opportunity to meet him, but she was so young at the time, she probably has very little memory of him. So gun violence impacts us all throughout infinity, and it does need to come to an end.